I'm guessing you didn't get hold of him.
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's why I was following up with you. He said everything sounds good. If you want to go ahead and move forward with it, he'll reimburse you the $149.
All right.
Yep, because he said that's how you do it, basically. He was like, oh, you'll pay for it, and then he'll reimburse you for it.
Yeah, that's where he said he was inside.
All right, then, you buds. I guess talk to me.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile for Armstrong Electric. When I submit they're going to send a postcard to you in the mail. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your company. What's the street address that I could send that to?
3004.
Okay.
County Road.
County Road. Okay.
3700.
Okay, I found it. 67301?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then your last name is Armstrong?
Pardon me?
Is your last name Armstrong, like the business name?
No, my last name is Slayton, S-L-A-T-O-N.
Okay, S-L-A-T-O-N. And you said you're the partner or co-owner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Primary line of contact for the business is the number that we're on now?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 620-205-9989?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Let's do 6 to 5.
Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
That will be Monday to Saturday.
Sunday?
Or no, Monday to Friday, 6 to 5, and then Saturday, 7 to noon.
7 to noon, okay. And then Sunday closed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can accept cash and check.
Okay. Card. Okay. I'm going to send over the invoice receipt so that way you have proof to give to Donnie. That way he can reimburse you. Also, I'll send you the agreement in writing. What's the business email address that I could send that to?
SparkingStrong22.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay. And just to confirm, it's sparking, like S-P-A-R-K-I-N-G.
Pardon me?
You said sparking, S-P-A-R-K-I-N-G?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Strong22@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. And do you want your address on Google hidden or displayed?
You can hide that.
Okay, I'll go ahead and hide it. Okay, and there will be a client interview tomorrow. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to get it completed. What's a good time where I can have a technician contact you and walk you through the client interview?
Anytime after 4:30.
Anytime after 4:30. Okay, give me 1 second. I want to make sure I schedule this properly. Okay, I have a 4 to 5 and a 5 and a 6 available.
5 is good.
5 to 6?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'm also going to text you 1 hour prior to your client interview, just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. You should have my number in your text messages. I just sent it over to you a little bit ago. Can you confirm?
The 877-635?
Yep, and extension 544 will call me directly.
Yep, I got that right here.
All right, perfect. And then I'm your account lead, so moving forward, if you want something done quickly or if you just need somebody to talk to that you're familiar with, I'm your guy. So if you want to make any changes, hours of operation, adding new services, switching service area, that all go through me.
All right.
All right, perfect. And then the last thing we got to do is secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $149, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Card. Okay, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Master.
Master, okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5148.
5148.
6501.
6501.
0018.
0018.
4484.
4484. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
July 24th.
July of 2024?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry, my phone's going off. July 2024. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yep, 450.
450. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording just as an added form of protection for you. Jesus, phone. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
All right.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Armstrong Electric.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Matthew Slayton, co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Armstrong Electric today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Like, you mean like an Angie thing?
Yeah, we already know what you're currently doing. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything, let us know, so that way you're not like duplicating anything we're doing for you or paying for something that you already have through us.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 22nd of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $149 for our pro package, meaning that I've included the .com website for you guys at no additional charge. I've also waived all setup fees that are traditionally affiliated with this package. It says, when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 22nd day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $149 for as long as you're with us. It states in the fine print you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. We just ask that you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
So I can just cancel whenever, as long as I don't have a bill like that day?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we don't have any, we're not going to promote your business on Google if you don't want to, and you're not willing to pay for it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a true month-to-month service. Everybody that we're working with is coming back at their own will.
All right.
Yeah. That's usually a big red flag. If anybody asks you to sign up for a contract without you seeing results first, you run for the hills, man. That's my
yeah.
business tip to you, yeah. Because otherwise you're stuck paying them whether you like it or not. It's like,
yeah,
it's like financing a used car. Just a bad idea, you know? All right. So you should have some welcome text messages coming through. Also the welcome email. Okay, perfect. So there is an outline of the agreement in writing, even though if you're not binded to a contract, that has everything top to bottom that we're going to be providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. And then you keep that on file. So that way you have a copy and we have a copy that you're getting that discounted pricing structure for as long as you're with us.
All right.
So huge advantage, by the way. You know, so there's some bigger companies in the area that are paying about double for the same placement. So as long as you can promise me you won't disclose that and that you'll continue to get good reviews on there and won't look like a mistake on my part, and I would really appreciate it. Okay. Donnie sounded cool, by the way. He's an older guy, but I don't know who's going out. Is it you or him that goes out to the client? Who does all the client facing?
Do what?
Who does all the client facing? Is it you or Donnie?
It really just depends. Mainly him at the moment.
Okay, depends on where it's at. I'm actually going to add him. You said he's a co-owner, right? So I'm going to add him to the account.
Yeah, that's
not. I'm not going to have people. Oh, what was that?
That's actually my father.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going to add him to the profile so he's able to, like, make changes. We're not going to reach out to him or anything like that, but, you know, if we get a call from him one day, he's still going to have the authority to kind of start and stop this whole thing if he wants.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. All right. And then I did send over that welcome email as well, so you should have the invoice receipt there as well. I know he's going to want that before he reimburses you. I told him it's a write-off. He asked me if it was if something they could write off as a business expense, and I guess since it's still technically 2022, next month he could just write it off when he gives it to his CPA, so it won't actually cost him anything. or you, yeah. So that's a huge advantage. But I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the local Splash team. This pretty much concludes our whole setup on the account, or at least for my part. The client interview is scheduled for tomorrow between 5 and 6. I'll contact you first, and then I'll introduce you to a client interview technician who will interview you and walk you through that setup process. In the meantime, if you have like a company logo or like a photos of work that you've done in the past, or maybe a vehicle or something that would help identify you and your father as you're approaching new clients, you could send those over to this email address that I'm going to text to you. It's photos@localsplash.com. And we will use that for the website as well as the Google business profile.
All right. Yeah, I can do that. I'm sure I can dig some up.
Yeah. I mean, send over what you have, obviously. If it comes out, like, really poor quality, we'll let you know. We don't want to use it. Well, we also have some photos that are abiding by Google's copyright laws, so that way we can make sure that you're not copying anybody else's stuff or looking the same as some of the other companies out there.
Yeah, that would be nice. I do have a certain logo on my first hoodies I made, and I don't know if I sold that or not.
Yeah, you can send it in, and then obviously we can run it through the scan and see what comes back. If it doesn't, then you're fine. If it returns that, you know, maybe there's going to be a problem with it, then we can always help you redesign it so that way you pass that scan.
Yeah, because we designed it, and we only made like a handful of them, and I kept telling her, but I swear I've seen this before. I just don't know if I did or not.
Yeah, a lot of the electrical one, it's hard to not, like, put a lightning bolt or something in there, and then it's like, boom, all of a sudden you're abiding, you know, you got a lawsuit on your hands, so.
And yeah.
Yeah. But just let me know. Send that in if you can this evening. If not, like at the latest over the weekend, Google's going to send you a postcard. The postcard usually takes about 5 to 7 days. So if you count today and Monday, the post office isn't available because of Christmas, and you're probably going to receive it like Thursday or Friday next week.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. But let me know when it comes in. There's a little 5-digit number on the back, and then I'll also be in touch with you along the way until we have everything set up and running. And then I'll just kind of let you guys do your thing.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then I'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, buddy. You too.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.